This is our B moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Well, today I'm out of the studio, but I am encouraging you to seek both the blessing and the lesson. Recently, I shared how the Bluest of Blessings website was hacked into. When I called the hosting company that morning, I learned the devastating news that the site had been corrupted and all content had been lost because the last backup failed. This would mean 4 years of content lost, an indefinite hold on B Moments, and taking the enormous task of starting over by building a new site. Refusing to accept this verdict, I immediately began to pray. I asked for God's divine intervention, and I even said, "I don't know what I'm supposed to learn from this, Father, but you have my attention, and I am listening." So the great news is that God answered my prayer, and I got the blessing, as the site was fully restored with all its content. But now I had to deal with the lesson. What could I have done to prevent this situation from even happening? If I missed it before as a promise to God, I wouldn't miss this learning opportunity again. I would do my best to embrace the lesson with as much enthusiasm as I did the blessing. So today, has God blessed you by delivering you from a certain situation, but you're more caught up in the blessing itself and have put the lesson on the back burner? If that is the case, it is never too late to embrace your lesson. So as you reflect on that, hold on to these words. Whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy. Proverbs 28:13. Share today's message and watch B Moments every Wednesday on the Bluest of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, seek your blessing and lesson.